Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday, that's for damn sure. And it's the 21st day of September 2023, and that's for damn sure. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 59 degrees today and a low of 32. And they're talking about showers on it, so you might fucking get snow in September. Who knows? It would be a really terrible winter. I mean, if I hate to be living under a fucking highway bypass, wouldn't you, with little children? But man, we got money for Ukraine. Always we got money for Ukraine. Anyways, we'll go look at the news when we get back. Take your break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go look at the news. Let's go look at the Ministry of Propaganda, lies, misdirections, propaganda. All right, what's the first thing we got here? A new video, a mug, questions. Josh Brown, National VP Government Relations at Pfizer, who serves as vice chair of the Williamson County School Board. Pfizer whistleblower Debbie Burnell asked him the employment status of Walker James O'Keefe, followed up with Brown and the board. And it's a video, but it's something to go watch. Watch this motherfucker run. I mean, talk about fucking, these son of a bitches are supposed to be our fucking servants and accountable to us. Check this motherfucker out. See if he is. Beverly Hills is now effectively a ghost town. What once was a thriving shopping mecca of L.A. is now a desolate wasteland as high-end shops, banks, and restaurants shutter their doors. You can travel the world and stand in the ruins of once great cultures. You can go to the... Let's see what's over here. You can go to the Beverly Hills now. Okay, where was it? Get into this here. You can travel the world and stand in the ruins of once great cultures. You can go to California, go to Egypt and see the pyramids. When you visit these places, it makes you wonder, how can a culture be so great to have built this at one point? Now you can see the bones of the decay in California and see what was once again once great that is now destroyed. And that's the whole idea, isn't it? I mean, that's how you get rid of a fucking people. You just destroy their world, destroy their culture. I mean, I've had every fucking thing in my life fucking destroyed. I get it. It's what you'd fucking do about it. Americans have enough in New York. Democrats are against more migrants coming through the neighborhood. See, we got to get goddamn election mode. They, man, even to mention it, I mean, fuck you, Democrats. There ain't no such fucking thing, you fucking stupid son of a bitch and communist prick motherfuckers. America's had enough in New York. Democrats are against more migrants coming to their neighbors. Unless you can want to send some more money with them from that federal fucking government. You know, from the people fucking working. Americans have had enough. Citizens are citizens. Now that gives you a fucking ups on it right there. Citizens are being detained who are blocking migrants who enter New York, and all heck is breaking loose. All heck, huh? Damn. What is happening when you have, this is what happens when you have zero border. Shit. Okay. Well, we understand. We know. Yeah, we're being fucking invaded. What about it? Breaking, Zelensky just arrived on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where he's expecting an additional $24 billion from the United States to battle Russia. Watch. It's another video, and it's stupid. I mean, all of this fucking shit is side issues. The only issue in this country is the fact that they're trying to remove the people's goddamn liberty and freedom. They're trying with all their fucking might. Talking about, it's outdated. We need to go to something new like feudalism or communism or fascism and keep that capitalism fucking going, man. We don't need that old 240-year fucking constitution. We need that 1,000-year-old fucking feudalism, corporate feudalism. It's brand new. Have you heard of it? New leaked images obtained by Fox News show the Biden administration is aiming to give photo IDs to illegal migrants who are released into the United States. Now, of course they are. I said the ID will have a photograph by graphic identifiers and cutting-edge security features, with the aim being to improve current over here and look current what come on current improve current inconsistent paper forms that often degrade rapidly in real-world use. The agency added that the program was still in development and would be considered for further expansion pending the outcome of the pilot. R.J. Hammann, president of the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, blasted the ID program. ICE could be arresting, detaining, and removing those who come here illegally, not doing doling out social services, he said. Well, God damn it, people, fuck, don't you? I mean, did you see this? Well, what aren't we thinking about here? There's a selection coming up. They need to, knowing what fucking American nationals have got to be, just like, I'm not going to fucking participate in this fucking game. Go unregistered to vote. Let them fucking know you're not playing the fucking game no more. At least let them fucking know you fucking know what the game is. I officially declared an invasion at our border because of Biden's policies. It ain't just fucking Biden. God damn it. If fucking Trump was hauling them in here into the fucking train yards, having buses pick them up, he was just sneakier about it. It never fucking stopped. They never deported any fucking buddy. This is starting that left-right motherfucking false fucking paradigm, and they're going to keep building it and building it with the fucking propaganda they've been using for the past 2 fucking years, and building it and building it until you're up there in vote. Fucking retards. U.S. government said it was safe for pregnant women to get the COVID-19. Doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Biological kill agent, because the injected mRNA stayed in the arm and did not travel through the body. But now a new Lancet study, which found the mRNA in breast milk, shows the government lied. What fucking government? Any government's a fucking corporation, and of course they fucking lied. That's what they do for a fucking living. Everything you fucking see to put out there is put out by the Ministry of fucking Propaganda. They removed the fucking ban on fucking propaganda against the people during the Obama administration. Since then, everything you've seen has been fucking orchestrated. Make sure you understand that. U.S. government said it was safe for pregnant women to get the COVID-19 vaccine shot. because the injection mRNA stayed in the arm. Well, we fucking already know that's not true. How many articles, how many times does it have to be proven over and over by different experts and over and over and over? We got it. What the fuck are you going to do about it? Nothing, because you're a part of it. Because there's stuff in your fucking pockets with the goddamn wealth of this country for selling us fucking death. We're paying for our own fucking destruction. We're fucking stupid, people. Video Klaus Schwab, top advisor, says this is the end of human history and accidentally reveals who will destroy us. We already know who will destroy us. The world is on the verge of a new AI religion created by artificial intelligence like ChatGPT and End Times villain Yuval Noah Harari recently said. Damn, that's a big name. All these people with three names are from other countries. You realize that? Yuval Noah Harari, from an End Times perspective, is a fascinating figure. Like Klaus Schwab, he is a near-carbon character. We've seen this little fucker on all these little videos before. Pulled in from the central casting in Hollywood, only he's real. And what he represents is sinister and terrifying. You mother, you're going to see what Tenet sinister and terrifying looks like. I've seen you, little fucking boneless prick. Your King James Bible tells you that the majority of the Jews in the time of Jacob's trouble will follow the Antichrist to not only worship him, but to work with him as well. These are the people that the book Revelation says are lays out for you so very clearly. And Yuval Noah Harris is one of those people. Klaus Schwab, lead advisor Yuval Noah Harari, also said this. This is the end of human history. It's the end of your fucking notion of it, motherfucker. You fuckers are going to talk right up until we fucking, till you're dead. We understand you're going to run your fucking mouth right up till we kill you. But don't think you're fucking, anybody's soaking this in or fucking scared of you or scared of your fucking goddamn prophecies, you fucking phony son of a bitch. Not the end of history, but the end of a history dominated by humanity. Well, who in the else would, hell else would, that's right. We're not, that's kind of odd. I know we're going, but if humanity isn't dominating, what, going to be bears? You fucking goof. The story will go on, but someone else will control it. Oh, really? Aliens, perhaps? If there was no video evidence, this would have been called a conspiracy or fake news. But luckily, we have him on video, and the video didn't work. I tried it. He openly talks about our end and slips who will be our end our dominance. In a not-so-distant future, when hunger, war, and epidemics are no longer the agents of widespread death, and with the help of the bioengineering cyborgs and non-organic beings, the human species will no longer exist in its present form, but make way for a non-mortal man-god with an expiration date. Such beings could simply keep on living, or at least until they are killed by a mishap in a war or in war. We're going to bring your fucking technology on. I told you 100 fucking times. Man, you can take something that cost you $1,000 to build and you can break it so fucking easy with a $2 fucking part. I mean, we're not afraid of your fucking, we've seen how your fucking technology works like shit. You've been outed on every fucking thing you've done. I seen your delivery fucking bots the other day, people kicking them over and fucking taking the shit out of them. That worked out well. You people are you really count on stupidity, don't you? This is a hypothetical future sketched out in Homo Deus, A Brief History of Tomorrow by Yuval Noah Harris, and based on current technology developments in the imagined world, men and women could lose their economic value. Oh, don't you worry about our economic value. You worry about our fucking lead and how well we can fucking shoot, because that's what's going to get you, motherfucker. You've outlived your economic value to us, and we outnumber your fucking asses 1,000 to 1. We think you're going to fucking scare us with this horse shit. Yeah, you've worn out your economic value. You have no value to us, you motherfuckers. You are a liability that needs to be fucking removed, and we have the goddamn law to remove your fucking ass. We have the jurisdiction to remove your fucking ass, and we're going to remove your fucking ass. Family dynamics are would shift as both parents and children become non-mortal algorithms. You're a dreamer, motherfucker. I'll make an algorithm out of your ass. Could end up knowing us better than we do ourselves, and of course you could. Of course a fucking machine that has to be programmed by the human mind is going to know the human mind better than the fucking, is going to know better than the mind that fucking created it, that fucking programmed it, that put the information in it. It's going to know more. How fucking stupid. No, I almost said it, didn't I? When do we, then we do ourselves, and a person's place in society could be determined by genetic engineering, nanotechnology, and the brain-computer interface. Let's hope his wish will not come true. Let's hope they fucking try it. You do it, son of a bitch. I've seen your little wiener ass. I've seen Charles Schwab, that fucking old prick. Come and try it. Come and do it. What the fuck are you waiting on? It's just like the guns. You run your fucking mouth so you ain't got nothing to back it with. You come, you fucking die. You start the goddamn fucking whirlwind in this goddamn country, a fire NATO. That's what'll eat your fucking ass alive, you son of a bitches. Scoop, drag queen teacher allegedly guided students to his sexual drag content on social media. No, I won't believe it. I just jumped away from that. Don't I get to read that? That was pretty fucking weird. I'm going to stop at that. Okay. That was only on. And it fucking went away, man. Must be on down the page. It must have just slid off there. Maybe they took it down. Yes, as I was going to read it. I'm going to see if it's down here. Just give me a second. Yeah, there it is, man. Halfway back down the page. Drag queen teacher allegedly guided students to his sexual drag content on social media. Why isn't this motherfucker in jail? Why isn't this motherfucker been put up against the wall? Why isn't this fucking rabid dog had a bullet put in his fucking head? This is by Libs on TikTok. Libs on TikTok. Boy, that sounds weird. I wish I could say this was the first, but Libs on TikTok obtained photos of another teacher who is also not so secretly a drag queen. Bryce Thomas Van Veed, or Verida, who goes by Nova Kane when in drag, is a special education teacher at Pulaski High School near Green Bay, Wisconsin. And they got some pictures of this fucking thing. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty, you fucking freak, you sick son of a bitch. This motherfucker shouldn't be allowed within, he shouldn't just be allowed, period. We spoke with a concerned parent within the school who told us that Van Vreed, Vreda, that's got to be it, had allegedly told students how to find him on social media by providing them with his Instagram and TikTok handles, Novocaine Queen, exposing them to the shocking images he had shared of himself among the images that students allegedly saw in a nearly nude photo Bryce wore to an anything but clothes party. He poses with his back to the camera wearing what seems to be a duct tape thong. As you can see, pretty much nothing is left to imagination. Why are we fucking allowing this, people? This fucker's walking the fucking streets. Nobody can fucking beat the fuck out of this cocksucker. Nobody can put this motherfucker in his fucking place. You're scared. What the fuck? You're scared of that? Freak. Here's freak boy down here. Boy, that looks fucking scary to me. I don't know if I can read this. In the Halloween Post caption, sorry, Mom. He poses in skin-tight leather shorts, a strappy harness, contraption, and a whip. I'm glad he apologized to his mom. Mother, but he should really be apologizing to the students who were unfortunate enough to see this. He should be in fucking, I mean, come on. What should happen to this motherfucker? What kind of person would deliberately expose children to their imagery like this? A sick son of a fucking bitch. But what do we do with sick son of a bitches in this country? We elect them to fucking goddamn the highest posts on the fucking, I mean, the highest offices in this fucking country. Oh, we don't. I mean, they're appointed there. They're not actually our fucking elections or anything. I mean, some dumb fucking Republican, dumb fucking Democrats think, oh, that's my vote. I vote. Fucking retard. Although Bryce made his social media accounts private and the scandal, some parents suspect he was attempting to groom students by informing them about his alter ego's social media pages. A parent said, you can't tell you're blue in the face. He's not grooming kids, but if you're directing them to your Instagram, that's inaccurate. The fact that he put everything to private after this was mentioned, he knew what he was doing was wrong. Of course, they know what they're doing is wrong. According to our source, when the school administration caught wind of the inappropriate photos, they allegedly did nothing and claimed that it does not affect his professional role. People! I don't even know what to say. Parents within the school district say they were ignored by the Pulaski High School administration when they tried to confront the school about Van Vreed's inappropriate actions. Van Vreed is still employed at Pulaski House High School, according to his website. The school did not respond to our request for comment. They don't have to. You're a plebe, you see. You are beneath the royalty, beneath the ruling class. You keep stay out of the way, or they'll come and have some of the fucking king or the queen soldiers or the fucking duke soldiers fucking throw you in a fucking dungeon or kill you right there on the fucking spot. Because you're living in a corporate monarchy, people. Let's go back up here and see what we missed by going straight to that. Here we are. Biden to announce first ever federal office on gun violence prevention. Bring it fucking on. You are the mealy-mouthingest motherfuckers I ever seen in my whole fucking life. The whole lot of you. The fucking Democrats. And the Republicrats, all one bunch of big fucking faggot punk bitch motherfuckers. Bring it fucking on. Quit running your fucking mouth. It's got to the point we ain't even listening to you. You're nothing. You're less than nothing. We will fucking cream your ass, and you know it. President Joe Biden will announce the creation of the first ever federal gun Office of Gun Violence Prevention on Friday, fulfilling a key demand of gun safety activists, and legislation remains stalled in Congress, according to people with direct knowledge of the White House plans. Well, that says shall not be infringed, period. This isn't rocket science. Attack that goddamn, remove that Bill of Rights. You want to get rid of that Constitution? Toss the son of a bitch. But you remove that Bill of Rights and you put it up because that is the goddamn law of this land, you motherfuckers. And we can fucking hang your ass, shoot your ass, do whatever we have to enforce our fucking rights to liberty and freedom in this goddamn country. It is our right. It is our duty. Stefanie Feldman, a longtime Biden aide who previously worked on the Democratic Policy Council, will play a leading role, the people said. Greg Jackson, executive director of the Community Justice Action Fund, and Rob Wilcox, the senior director for federal government affairs at Everytown for Gun Safety, are expected to see all these non-governmental aides. You don't shove your non-governmental aides. You want to come down, you motherfuckers. And it would just be you and me, you motherfuckers. You have no more authority than I fucking do. Every one of you fucking come. Let's go into a common law court and see who goes outside and gets hung when it's all over with. Gun safety. You don't have, fuck you. We don't have to fucking measure up to what you fucking say, you son of a bitches. You have no authority to tell us shit about our Second Article rights. In fact, we're fucking delinquent and not fucking exercising them to the extreme right fucking now. Are expected to hold key roles in the office alongside Feldman, who has worked on gun policy. You can take your policy and shove it up your ass. Your policy is contrary to the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of this fucking country. It is invalid. It is unenforceable. You try to enforce it, we kill you. That's how it fucking works, motherfuckers. Get used to the idea. You already fucking know it. If they could do this, they would have done it. They're just another trying to grab another inch. I could be a bigger fucking queer. I can be a bigger LGBT motherfucker than you can. Fuck you. You're all going down, and you're going to go down hard when it happens. When this fucking thing breaks loose, you're going to see the bent-up anger you have fucking fostered in this fucking country. For more than a decade and still oversees the policy portfolio at the White House, the creation of the office was first reported in the Washington Post. There's a big gap here. Probably was a fucking another fucking one they took down, another video. Since Biden's election, gun groups have called on him to take this action. Bring it on. Call on him. Do it. Why won't you fucking do it? Which activists see as a concrete step beyond his unanswered pleas for an assault weapons ban. Fuck you. Come do it. And universal background checks, fuck you, come do it. Activists have argued that such an office will help the administration coordinate on gun policy issues. You don't make fucking policy. You do not make fucking goddamn exceptions to the something that cannot have exceptions. It is absolute, you dumb fuckers. You think we don't understand what fucking absolute means? Issues across the federal government while also allowing the president and vice president Kamala Harris to show their leadership in the issue. He going to lead you or you going to lead him up them goddamn 13 steps of that fucking rope waiting over that goddamn trap door, you son of a bitch, because that's where you're all fucking headed. You're going to be fucking punished. You're going to be punished under the law. You're going to see what fucking real law can do to your fucking ass. These son of a bitches commit every fucking crime from treason, espionage, you fucking name it, they've done it. And they fucking tell you about it. And they sit there just like they're noblemen, like we're above the law. Well, we're going to see if you're above the fucking law. I really think it's a testament to survivors impacted communities pushing for years the administration to do this, said one of the people with direct knowledge of the plans who asked to remain anonymous to discuss details ahead of the announcement. The White House, every town, the White House and the fucking, this non-governmental motherfuckers who don't have no say in my fucking life, and these non-governmental motherfuckers, this corporation, the White House, the U.S. United States corporation, you don't have any fucking say in my fucking life either, motherfuckers. None of you do. You have no jurisdictional authority. You come like a goddamn villain in the night. And you will be treated as such, you motherfuckers. Every town and community justice action fund did not respond to a request for comment. Since taking office, the president has taken a slew of executive actions and his administration has invested in, I got this highlighted, community violence intervention. You're pumping goddamn murderers in here from foreign fucking countries. And you got goddamn underground facilities, chopping little kids up alive. We're going to work on community violence. It's like you worked on our fucking roads, the infrastructure. Remember that? Three years ago when you... Infrastructure. Yeah, we're in infrastructure. That's what it's all about. Fuck you. Fuck you and your gun laws. You can't have them. You know you can't have them. They are a direct violation. There is no exception to the second fucking article. Give it fucking up or die. That's your goddamn choice. Anywho, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Pitched us a sail about healing an oil from a snake. The barkeep, he warned him, but the man did not comprehend how strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Met him in some northern town. He treated her good till the sun and the whiskey went down. Did the bruise on her face test the patience of all of her kin? Or do strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind? Old Sam runs his mouth when he drinks since his wife passed away. But he's good to the kids and the crops that he sells are fair trade. But a traveling man had enough and took a pipe to his chin. That traveling man disappeared like straw in the wind. Here with good in your heart, you'll be on your way. Oh, but I'm not the one here who judged another man's sin, or made strangers round here disappear like straw in the wind. Oh, I'm
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. And your donates are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and it is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Strong the Wind by Stillwood. Let's do their strangers around here used to. I don't know if they still do. They may still disappear like straw in the wind. You never fucking know. You never know what's going to happen next. Keeps it interesting. You can come get my gun, you fucking can't even fucking keep from shitting yourself. Use prisoners for electricity, Ukraine MP. Now, this motherfucking man's a genius. That dirty son of a bitch, Zelensky. I guess this is one of his underlings. Sergei Grivko. Fucking, you know, it seems like you can't read it, but fucking foreign language. Because we got goddamn foreigners up our ass from every fucking angle that you can fucking think of. Has proposed the data for preliminary consideration suggesting inmates could have their sentence shortened. I mean, we're at the matrix here, people. Ukraine lawmaker Sergei Grivko has suggested using the country's prison population as a source of electricity, according to the MP from the ruling servant of the People Party. Inmates could use bicycle generators in exchange for shortened jail terms. Man, are we coming full circle here? Are we clear back to the goddamn Roman Empire yet? In a Facebook post, Grivko revealed that he had one of my creative bills registered for consideration by the country's parliament, TASS. Reported on Tuesday, he explained that he was aiming to motivate 50,000 inmates to generate electricity with the help of a bicycle generator. The lawmaker suggested rewarding prisoners by shortening their terms by 1 month for each year. Slavery, fuck the goddamn matrix. These motherfuckers, you either slaughter these fuckers or get ready to be a piece of fucking shit beneath their feet. The conventional plan would unconventional plan would prove to Ukraine society that alternative ways exist of filling the country's power grid, he claimed. Grivko also suggested that gyms could double as power generation facilities. Last month, the head of the Ukrainian National Power Company, Yurkin Ringo, some fucking foreign fuck, get the foreign fuck out of my land, you bitch. Vladimir Kudryavsky, if they don't sound like that, they're fucking sound like a goddamn Russian or a fucking Pole, warned that it could be possible to repair all the facilities damaged during the conflict with Russia before the advent of cold weather. He estimated that anywhere between a third and half of the country's generation facilities have been destroyed by Russian strikes. The Ukraine media has quoted energy sector representatives as predicting massive power outages in the coming winter. Even in the absence of a renewed strikes by Moscow, they have cited the nation's already battered grid, which will be entering the cold season in much worse shape than last year. Let's get the fuck over there and fix it. You're talking about fucking Ukraine. You're talking about our Khazarian fucking Jew masters, aren't you? We better get the, how much do you fucking need, man? I'm going to go fucking, I don't know, I can sell my fucking clothes and I'll send you the fucking money so you can go. Well, then it never really goes to the people over there even, huh? It's just a fucking scam. The whole goddamn thing, 20 years from now, everybody will be like, oh, wow, what a scam, just like the COVID fucking shit. 20 years from now, you won't fucking exist if you keep putting up with this shit, I'll tell you right now. you'll be down on your goddamn knees begging him to fucking kill you. UN president approves pandemic declaration. Privacy experts warn of digital gulag. Come and fucking do it. This is by Michael Navarro Dacus, looks like PhD from the Defender. Over the objections of 11 nations, the United Nations General Assembly president today approved a declaration on pandemic prevention that seeks to create a global pandemic authority. A global pandemic. You don't can't have it. You can't create authority over in a fucking American national. You can't do not have the authority to change our fucking rights, infringe on our rights, make exceptions to our rights whatso fucking ever. And if you do, we have the right to fucking shoot you. And you fucking know it. Bring your UN motherfuckers over here. I know so many people want to pop a UN helmet. You can't fucking believe it. Critics said the declaration supports COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We're going to hear it every fucking day. They're gearing up for this phony fucking pretend corporate fucking insertion of a new fucking goddamn dictator, a new fucking aristocrat. You know, fucking, they're gearing up. We told you this was coming, and it's going to keep picking up and picking up and picking up until you want to puke. COVID-19 doesn't exist, never has. They can't even isolate a fucking virus. They're liars. Style restrictions, including closing schools and disproportionately throwing women out of work and into poverty. Oh, we'll read a little more because they're really ambitious here. The United Nations UN General Assembly President today approved the non-binding UN Declaration on Pandemic Prevention Preparedness and Response, PPPPR, without a full assembly vote and over the objections of 11 nations. Well, but what they're doing here is they're showing that they, what the fuck do you mean? What are you doing legislate? You ain't going to legislate nothing for us, you motherfuckers. You do not have the authority to legislate anything for us. And to try to pretend that you do is blatant, in your face, capital fucking treason. And that's an act of fucking war against we the people and our ratified fucking by our representatives law of December 15, 1791, isn't it? A direct fucking violation. A fucking declaration of war right in your face. Bring it on, motherfucker. Critics called the declaration, which seeks to create a global pandemic authority with the power to enforce lockdowns, universal vaccinations, my universal fucking biological poisoning and censorship of misinformation, hypocrisy, and unhinged. Okay, see, but they've got this, they're talking about something they cannot fucking do. That fucking violates our law and fucking triggers our right under the second article to fucking kill them. Plain and simple. That's what you're saying here, you assholes. And it's going to come back to bite you on the ass, I promise. The approval comes as part of the high-level meeting of PPPR, but what does the declaration mean in practice? Shit. For proponents, the declaration is a key step toward global coordination in pandemic prevention and public health. There is no such thing as global coordination. You cannot coordinate. Our fucking Bill of Rights fucking forbids this fucking, well, even if it was a government, which it ain't, it forbids anyone, any entity, anywhere on this fucking planet from fucking with our rights. You fuck with them, you die. That's how it fucking works, you assholes. That's why they had to have that fucking constitution that never was. So they can say, well, there's kind of as far here as it's kind of open-ended. Yeah, but that fucking Bill of Rights ain't open-ended. It says what it fucking says, and it, by God, means it. I get to blow your fucking head off. You violate my rights, I get to kill you. That's how I don't get it. It's my goddamn duty. My duty to fucking kill you. You're not taking my liberty. You're not taking my freedom. You're not taking my right to fucking own property, you cocksuckers. And you're not taking this country. And you're giving back everything you fucking stole, you fraudulent motherfuckers. Towards global coordination in pandemic prevention and public health. According to the World Health Organization, the WHO, you know, the ones that we talked about yesterday, the fucking criminal cartel, the WHO, it presents an opportunity. You bet you it fucking does. Give it a go, you son of a bitches. Do it! To prevent and prepare for pandemics and prepare for, because we're making pandemics. We're working in our fucking labs. We're weaponizing goddamn animal fucking flus. It's not a virus. Why can't I think of that? Consequences using an approach that involves all government sectors. The WHO is the fucking World Health Organization, motherfucking international corporate mafia fucking goddamn branch. You are fucking mafiosa. You have no fucking jurisdiction. Come and fuck with the people and see what happens to you. The PPPR aims to apply lessons learned from here you are. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Yeah, you learned some fucking lessons. You learned that you could get a portion of the people. You say 6 million, I say probably fucking 600 million. I'll give you that. You got them, but now you're fucking, it's sunk. You really think you're going to sell this shit twice in a row just like that? Well, the people that would fucking buy it all dead. And comes as the world faces multiple humanitarian and climate-related crises. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Just because you say something does not make it fucking real. Crises which are threatening lives and livelihoods around the world. They're threatening your fucking lives, and they're threatening your livelihoods because you are lying son of a bitches and you're trying to fucking take control of our lives. And we will kill you before we allow that. In a statement, World Health Organization, I got to think of something for them. It's a goddamn criminal cartel. Director General Tedros Adhanom, Ghebreyesus said, if COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist. Taught us nothing else. It's that when health is at risk, everything is at risk. Yeah, your fucking health is at risk at this point in the ballgame, ain't it, son of a bitch? You guys are in such a fucking hurry. You're running around like chickens with your head cut off. I think that's why the people are just sitting there just going, which one should I hit in the head with a hammer first? He linked the PPPR to the UN Sustainability Development Goals, saying world leaders should show they have learned the painful lesson of the pandemic. World leaders, what you're calling world leaders, what you're talking about here is what you're pretending is a fucking government in the United States of America. It's a fucking corporation. They do not tell us or show us nothing. You can show them all you fucking want. They're going to obey the fucking law. They'll hang. They'll be shot. Period. Try it, motherfuckers. Attorney Lawrence Gottston, head of Georgetown University WHO collaborating center, a key figure playing a key behind-the-scenes role in negotiations. There is no, see, they get you going like these months. See, now we're acting like we're talking about the Congress of the United States is going through this. This isn't a legitimate fucking, they can't have this. You can't have a goddamn anything outside of the fucking people's authority. You understand that, motherfuckers? You come and bring an authority that is not fucking a part, that violates that fucking Bill of Rights, that violates that absolute unalienable fucking law, you will be fucking shot or hung or worse. For the purpose, pandemic treaty and amendments, see, they're talking about amendments just like they've started up their world government. Don't you see this? Just this is how they did that federal fucking phony government, that federal fucking constitution that never existed. They just said it and then they started acting on it. Well, fucking start acting on this shit and see what happens to your ass. To the international health regulations, I said the high-level meeting is our best chance to gain support and deep engagement of heads of state and government. There is no head of state and government in the United States of America. You know the head of the fucking state is, and of the government of the United States is? I am. Each individual free sovereign national is. You got to fucking pacify each and every fucking one of us, motherfucker. And there's, I believe in my soul, there's 40 million ready to pull a fucking trigger on you right now. So give it a fucking go. Get to fucking doing it. Quit running your fucking mouth and do it. Unprecedented agreements come at expense of national sovereignty. See, that's what I'm talking here. Yeah, we're a sovereign fucking nation. You don't, have another guy. We don't have another fucking government. That's what they're trying to do, make a world government. And we're fucking supposed to answer to it, even if it's in violation of, even if it's to make us one world citizen slaves. See, we should do, forget about that Bill of Rights thing that you talked about, that was ratified back in 1791. Forget about that. You gotta get in with the party here, man. I mean, if you suck ass early on, you can, you know, you get a bigger paycheck, you get a little more here, you get a little more there. But if you stand, you know, it's like when the Sunshine Patriot saying, after all the fucking danger's gone, after we've shot these motherfuckers up and ran them out of this fucking country, boy, everybody will be a fucking patriot, won't they? This is fucking building a fucking unlawful fucking foreign government that is going, they think they're going to rule over the individual free sovereign nationals of this fucking country. But I'm here to tell you, no, you're not. You will be fucking shot down like the dirty dog son of a bitch as you are. Other experts took a different view. Author and podcast Frank Gaffney, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy, INC, told the Defender, INC, it is very worrying that the UN and the World Health Organization will further encourage, fuck them. They have no authority. Fuck them. It's like a little kid telling me I can't cross this. Fuck you. You can't cross the streets. Fuck you. It's not actually authorized the kind of standing capability or authority or their part is to essentially dictate what constitutes emergencies. You, first place, you can't use a fucking emergency. You could, that ninth article makes it fucking clear. There is no authority that can fucking deny or disparage one fucking tiny bit of that fucking Bill of Rights. And you know it. You have no authority. And you can't grasp it from the UN. You can't grasp it out of the fucking air, because that fucking document is the fucking goddamn people's fucking jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. We can get rid of your fucking asses, motherfucker, and we should have done it a long time ago. We should have done it back when stinking Lincoln fucking defied the fucking Bill of Rights, defied the Ninth Article and declared martial law and canceled your goddamn rights. Goddamn if I'd have been alive then. The people should have took off their fucking blue and their fucking gray, put on their fucking clothes, went to Washington, hung every son of a bitch there and said, you do not cancel our fucking rights. You have no fucking authority. You've never had no authority and you know it. There's no getting around the fact that it's going to come at the expense of sovereignty. No, you're not taking our fucking sovereignty. Our sovereignty belongs to us as individual free nationals. It ain't the sovereignty of the fucking United States of these Americas. This, the controlling fucking jurisdiction is the sovereignty in the individual, motherfucker. You got to have to take it from each individual one of us. And each individual one of us is going to be throwing fucking lead at you, you motherfuckers. We will fucking tear this fucking place apart. We'll tear it down to the fucking ground and start over before you will ever rule over an American national. Of the various nations that will subsequently be told that they have an emergency. Oh, we got an emergency. Biden shed his pants. Oh, my God. Okay, shut down the Bill of Rights. We're operating under the Constitution. We got all the power under the General Welfare Act. I mean, we have the smell. We have the shit all over the fucking the guy pretending to be a president. I mean, this is an emergency. I mean, put everybody inside. We don't want nobody to see this. Fuck you. And told what they have to do about it. He added, this is unprecedented. Of course it is. They're building a fucking goddamn unlawful fucking government. They are committing fucking high crimes and misdemeanors. They are committing fucking fraud. They are committing fucking goddamn treason. But it's an ongoing fraud to begin with, so why not, you know? Go ahead and participate in some more fucking fraud. Well, when you go to fucking into that common law court after we fucking beat your fucking minions down and those courts are reinstated, you can explain that unprecedented shit to them and see who takes what you got to say that you were trying to, when they know you were trying to enslave them, and who fucking hangs your ass on a fucking lamppost outside the courthouse. That'd be the interesting fucking part, wouldn't it? Gostin said, negotiators, and there's no negotiations here. Get that through your fucking head. We're not negotiating our rights. We couldn't if we wanted to. They're un-fucking-alienable. They can't be taken. They can't be contracted away. We can't give them away. That's why they were made unalienable. So you'd never be able to fucking touch them. So as individual free sovereign nationals, we always had the right, if nobody else in the fucking world would, each individual one of us have the right to stand up and blow your fucking ass away. And you fucking know it. If this Bill of Rights isn't fucking everything we say it is, why won't the, you like to talk about stuff. You like to have conversations. Let's have a conversation about the Bill of Rights and the fucking fact that you are in fucking violation. You're in such violation that you are fucking, every one of you is fucking, has committed a capital crime of sedition. Fucking to that fucking level, because you are trying to fucking overthrow the fucking people's authority in this fucking country, and the authority does belong to we the people. We are the fucking nationals of this fucking country. We are the sovereigns of this goddamn country. We're individual kings and queens, motherfuckers. You don't take us out, we take you out. You get the fuck out of our goddamn buildings. You get the fuck out of our goddamn system. And you fucking don't you touch nothing that's here. Because you ain't taking nothing out of this country when we come after your asses. We will shut the airports down. Nobody's going to leave this fucking place with so much as a goddamn gold fucking dime or fucking gold fucking coin in their fucking pocket. We're taking everything that you got, and that'll just be a start, because we're taking everything back you've stolen from us. All our gold, all our silver, every fucking dirty deal. You're going to tell us where our fucking wealth is at, because we're going to fucking waterboard you. We're going to use enhanced interrogation on your ass, and everybody's going to rat on everybody because you're a bunch of fucks anyway. So just keep watching this, people. Keep watching these stories like this, or these goddamn propaganda pieces like this. It's building, just like they're building to the election, they're building to the idea, well, the UN sat down at a council today, and, I'm sorry, but your second article is not going to be recognized by them. Well, you know what? Fuck them. Fuck those Jew pricks right in the fucking ass. Come and don't recognize it. Come and fucking challenge it, you motherfuckers. You run your fucking mouths, but you won't challenge that fucker, will you? You know what's going to happen when you do. This fucking country is going to fucking explode, and you fucking know it. The people are going to come out, and they're going to fucking, you're going to be strung up all over the goddamn place. It'll look like a fucking meat locker from sea to shining sea. And that's what you got coming to you, you sons of bitches. Anyways, guys, I've had enough to piss me off and make me fucking pukey, feel pukey inside, because I fucking am another one. We're all sitting here. We're all fucking guilty of not taking care of this fucking shit. There's none more guilty than the next, unless you're there and you're trying to make gold and silver off of trying to sell what fucking belongs to us, selling our fucking rights out, selling your people out, selling our law out. If you're doing that, then you're a motherfucker. You're a traitor and you need to die. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, see this fucking propaganda bullshit, what it is. There is no united. There is no international government. There cannot be. The 9th article forbids it. They can have one. The rest of the fucking world can go ahead and suck their ass all they want. But we American nationals don't have to. We have our own fucking law, and it is the supreme law of this land, and we are the supreme jurisdictional authority, and we have the right to enforce that law with deadly fucking force, deadly force. That's what that second article was put in there for, and that is The Word from the Trenches. Yeah.